The Starlight Barking by Dodie Smith. Read by Delia Corey. Not long ago, there lived in Suffolk 101 Dalmatians, whose adventures had once thrilled all the dogs of England. This was when a wicked woman, Cruella de Vil, started a Dalmatian fur farm. She imprisoned 97 puppies in a lonely country house named Hell Hall and planned to have their skins turned into fur coats. 15 of the puppies belonged to Pongo and Mrs., a young married couple of Dalmatians who lived in London with a young married couple of humans, Mr. and Mrs. Dieli. Pongo and Mrs. rescued all the puppies and brought them home to the Dielis, who eventually took them back to that same Hell Hall where they'd been imprisoned. It was for sale cheap, as Cruella de Vil had fled from England. Hell Hall then became such a happy home that there was talk of changing its name to Heaven Hall, but the Dielis thought it was just a bit too noisy for heaven. Of course, there were problems to face, the main one being that the 101 Dalmatians did not remain only 101 for long. Many of the pups married early and had delightful families, and Mr. Dieli, who was extremely good at arithmetic, foresaw a time when he and Mrs. Dieli would belong to 1,001 Dalmatians, and more. Large as Hell Hall and its grounds were, they weren't large enough for that. But the Dielis could not bear the thought of sending so much as one pup away. And then a splendid thing happened. Some of the dogs made it clear that they actually wanted to go out into the world. They were always trying to climb the high walls or squeeze through the bars of the tall gates, and they showed great affection for visiting tradesmen. The Dielis realized that these dogs not only wished for adventure, they wished for their own special humans. Try as they might, the Dielis could not be the special humans of so very many Dalmatians. So Mr. Dieli advertised that a few dogs might consider adopting humans if exactly the right humans could be found. Naturally, he received dozens of replies. The Dalmatians had become so famous at the time of the great dog robbery. So he opened a hostel in the nearby village, where applicants could stay until they were fully trained and eventually chosen by a dog. Dozens of Dieli Dalmatians were now happily settled all over England, and the supply never equaled the demand, as the Dielis liked to keep at least 101 Dalmatians at Hell Hall. Of course, nothing would have tempted Pongo and Mrs. to leave home. And of their 15 puppies, only one had gone out into the world. She was now the best known of all the Dalmatians. More will be told about her soon. Also settled with the Dielis for life were the liver-spotted Dalmatians, Prince and Perdita, and two white Persian cats. One of these cats had rescued herself from Cruella de Vil, and since then been married. She and her husband frequently had charming kittens, who all went to excellent homes. The household also included Nanny Cook and Nanny Butler, who looked after everyone. And now we can start the new story.